The Spectre 13.3. Sebastian wrote this up for PCPro.com. They're claiming, and man, just stare at that picture for a second. I do not hear the siren song of ever thinner electronics, but that looks like an absolutely utterly impressive piece of engineering.
Yep.
10.4 millimeters. That's as thin as a AAA battery, not using a Core M processor, not using a mobile system on a chip, a full Intel Core i5 or Core i5 mobile processor, 2.45 pounds, aluminum and carbon fiber, a recessed piston hinge, hand polished, folds into itself to enable ultra thin 10.4 millimeter profile.
So do you see that in the? I actually think that hinge is really interesting. If you look at the top picture, it's. I don't know how that curves back under the inside. Does it? Because it's got to be one solid piece, right? It's not going to like collapse a little bit or something like that, or kind of unfurl. But it looks really cool. I guess
it is a stunning piece of A, engineering, and B, style design, period. And the fact that it's coming from HP is particularly impressive. I don't really, HP tends to, I love the logo. I love the style. I love the design. I'm very, 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 very curious to feel what the keyboard feels like, because keyboards have been problematic on every, darn near every ultra-thin laptop has been meh as far as the keyboard goes. And I think keyboards are kind of critical when you're talking about, laptops. The Intel hyperbaric cooling system, which has been floating around for, I guess, 6 years now, 6-7 years now. But it's a very interesting concept where they're basically sucking cool air in and shoving hot air out from both sides of the design. It's amazing when you scroll down below that, you're basically looking at the bulk of the computer. The computery parts of the computer are all pretty much contained right there. And Ryan, if you look to the upper left and upper right, of those fans, I think you're seeing some of what's going on with that hinge design, that piston hinge design.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's going down through the depth to the entire depth of the system there. Yeah,
possibly. Okay. I'd be really, it's an interesting looking piece of engineering. HP certainly has the wherewithal to engineer something that will not fall apart. The specs are good. 8 gigabytes of RAM, which doesn't really excite me too much. I would prefer 16 gigabytes, but 256 or 512 gigabyte PCI SSDs. So it'll be a little bit slower than NVMe versions. 3 USB ports, a Type-C port, 2 Thunderbolt, an audio jack, 2.45 pounds, starting at $1,170 for a 256 gigabyte Core i5 system. And again, these are nice processors, Core i5 6200U or the Core i7 6500U. No ship date announced, no Wi-Fi standards released, no information on the memory specs other than that it will be 8 gigabytes. So if you're a superpower user, this may not be the laptop for you. I want to say Gordon Ma Ung got hands-on with it over at PC World. There's some more close-up pictures of there. Essentially what they did is they made super thin hinges and put pistons on them to apply pressure is what they're saying. It's a really good looking piece of hardware, and I'm really curious to see how it holds up in the real universe. But, man, way to go, HP. You get some.
Agreed. Looks good. What do you think about the new logo or the reused logo?
I like it. It's very it's stylish. It's aggressive, I guess, is probably the word I'd use for it. So,
yep. Cool.